Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
There's a lot of talk around, obviously you mentioned he's a left-footed centre-back. I mean, Liverpool fans are looking at him going, could he do a little bit of left-back? We've seen Joe Gomez do that of late, of course, and he's never done that for Sporting in those 145 appearances you mentioned. But is that something, I guess it changes when Trent goes into midfield, he becomes a high, but it essentially becomes a back three anyway, so that would suit him, I guess.
Yeah, definitely, to be honest. I think with the way that Liverpool play at the moment and the way that Trent operates, especially with the amount of space that it leaves for you sort of, as you say, to merge into that back three. And he has played as a left sided centre half in a back four in a few times. I think he played for Portugal a few times there. The game against Luxembourg, I think he was alongside Ruben Dias and he had Diogo Dalot to his left. So, but yeah, I think as you say, he'd have to obviously get to grips with, you know, that specific what happens when you know, sort of Trent goes into midfield. But as you say, you're the furthest defender over on the left hand side. You know, slotting into left back, is it something that he can do? You know, I wouldn't put it past him. To be fair, he's passed every other test with flying colours so far in his career. So I just think getting him into those sorts of positions where he feels comfortable and he's got space with the ball, because his passing range is just amazing. Like his ability with the ball is tremendous. There's some highlights. If you go on our Twitter and literally just say just the name, you'll see clips come up of like different assists that he's played over the years. He's clearly someone that's comfortable coming out of the defence with the ball. You know, he's tall as well. He's still got, you know, like a decent physical presence. The physicality of the Premier League and playing up against, you know, some of the more physical strikers, again, will be something that he'll have to adapt to. It's just a completely different pace to the Premier League. But again, there's nothing there that really indicates that he wouldn't be up to the challenge.
Yeah, you mentioned some of his qualities there. And in terms of his style of play, then you mentioned obviously he's technically proficient on the ball and stuff like that. Is there anyone you compare him to? Is there anyone that springs to mind? Maybe a more seasoned campaign who's been around for a long time. Maybe somebody been in the Premier League. Is anyone, if you looked at him and gone, he reminds me of him?
I mean, there will be a few. I don't like making comparisons because I think it always comes back to biting and people are like, oh, you compare them to. But I mean, he, as I say, his strengths lie in his ability to pick a pass. His defending, you know, is spot on. But again, he's playing for a team that, other than when they play against Porto and Benfica, they don't have to do as much defending. That's just because of the quality that they have. You look at his, you know, his sort of his touch map. I had it up before of, you know, sort of his touch locations. And the actual centre-back, like, position on the pitch where you'd expect it to be, there's only 13% of his touches there. Like, in front of the halfway line on the left-hand side, it's 14%. And then just on the halfway line, it's 18% of his touches, which is the most, is the highest concentration of his touches on the pitch. So that just shows you, like, he's comfortable with sort of playing that high line and playing further forward. And I think when you get him into those sort of positions, that's when he feels he's closer to the game and he can actually, you know, make a difference sort of in attacking sense. But obviously, as a centre-half, what you want is, you know, someone strong defensively, and he is that as well. So, yeah, I'll let people make up their own comparisons before I start comparing them to, you know, Baresi.
There it is. There's a comparison right there. We've boxed it. In terms of weaknesses, then, you spoke very glowingly about him so far, but are there any weaknesses to a game whereby you can see he would need to improve that if he is going to become a future star of the Premier League, or even if he's going to become the star of the Portugal national team defensively?
I think it's tactical, the sort of tactical flexibility of working within different systems. It's not even really necessarily a negative, because I don't think you can really hold it against them. You know, I don't think Amorim specifically plays a back three because he thinks Gonçalo can't really do it in a back four. I think it's more so he's just so suited to it, and obviously that's his system. So working within different systems and looking comfortable, I think whoever, you know, when he moves on, whoever he moves to, they'll have been looking at that, and they'll know basically before they part with the money whether he's capable to do that. We haven't really seen as much of it just because we haven't, you know, the evidence hasn't really been there. But and then, as I say, yeah, the physicality of the Premier League, or perhaps just having to be a bit more, you know, maybe disciplined with it at times, moving further forward. As I say, he plays so high up just because Sporting do, just because they have a lot of the ball. I think teams in the Premier League, especially, will be able to counter with so much more fluency and so much more accuracy, and, you know, the quality is just better. So you have to be, you know, a bit more apprehensive in terms of guarding yourself against those sorts of direct counter attacks. So again, that'd just be interesting to see how he does. But there's no coincidence that the likes of the clubs that he's being linked with are all ones that are sort of at the top of the game and that are looking to have the ball and that are looking to dominate. He's not being linked with any clubs that don't really have the lion's share of possession, just because he's not really a sort of sitting camped on the edge of your box defender. You know, he can do that when Sporting is sort of under the cosh towards the end of the games. You know, he's good in the air. He can get himself up. And then obviously not something that you're looking for in a centre-half, but just his prowess in front of goal as well is mad, you know, like it, just in terms of the amount of sort of important goals, or the amount of times that he's sort of been there. But I think that's just a Sporting thing, because I think Sebastian Coates as well, who Liverpool fans will know very well, is the same. I think he's got 7 goals and 6 assists just in the Primeira Liga, Inacio, in his 95 games, which, you know, that's not a bad return for a centre-half. I think, you know, it's like 500 minutes or something for per goal and assist, around that. It's just over 1,000 per goal. So it's not, you know, it's Liverpool are getting someone that if they throw him up for corners as well, you'll get, you might get an extra few goals a season. But yeah, I do think he's ready. I don't think he's one of those players that we look at and we think he's played in the Portuguese league and, you know, he looks good, but how will it translate? I think Inacio is one of them. You're buying a player that's ready. And I've put a lot of hype on him, to be fair. I've just realised in this, and usually a little bit more subdued. But he can prove me wrong if he comes to the Premier League and he doesn't do it too well. But yeah, I can't see it.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.